Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, the four candles are lit, signifying, I hope, for all of us that something really important is about to happen. We celebrate in just 2 days' time the birth of the Messiah, the Christos, the baby child. The problem, of course, is that we are all biblically literate, which we have. I like that. One of you went, The point being, of course, that you know what's going to happen, right? You know that in just a few days, we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. He's going to do his ministry, and he's going to die. So there's a kind of anticlimactic sense to this day. We almost have to suspend our knowledge to get the full force and power of what is about to happen. We get a sense of it in this wonderful text in the gospel for today. Luke tells us about the first encounter between Elizabeth and Mary. Now, you all know the backstory. Elizabeth had been barren, unable to have a child. And then, unexpectedly and joyfully, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. She's with child. Now, you can imagine the joy that she would have, because so much of what her worth is in that society is in her ability to produce a child. Now, suddenly in her old age, she has pregnant. Fantastic. Now, then, as often happens in life, you're all excited about something, and she's really pumped about being pregnant and going to have this child, and of course, her cousin one-ups her. Right? She's not going to have just a child. She's going to have God. You can sort of see Elizabeth sitting in the living room going, "Dolph!" But Mary's situation is a little different. Mary is not a married woman who has been unable after many years to have a child. Mary is not married. She's single. She's betrothed, but not yet married. And all of a sudden, she comes up pregnant. What is the penalty as you hearken back to your vast knowledge of Leviticus? What is the penalty for sex outside of marriage and getting pregnant if you are a female person? Stoner. Right. That's what Mary has to look forward to. You said that with a certain amount of glee. Which does, in fact, worry me. But, yeah, I mean, that's the penalty. So you can see why the angel said to Mary, be not afraid, because she needed to be afraid. And yet, she goes to Elizabeth, her cousin, to share the news. And as she walks into the room and there is this greeting, John, little John, who apparently just woke up, according to one of our kids, leaped in her womb at the sound of the voice. And Elizabeth proclaimed, it says, in a loud voice, megaphone. Get that? Megaphone? Jesus! Hail, O favored one, in this giant voice. It's a wonderful word, megaphone. With her voice, she proclaims Jesus. Mary, who is there, responds. And as soon as the sound of her greeting dies away, Mary says something very much in parallel with what Elizabeth says. Where Elizabeth megaphone in a loud voice, Mary responds, my soul mega ton tuos. Mega ton theos, sorry. My soul makes God bigger. Bigger. Not just the sound of her voice with a big shout. She says, my soul makes God bigger. Mega. Giant. It's an important moment because as I thought about all of the things happening in our world right now, I thought and began to think about what our responses in this Christmastide might be. I sort of looked at Elizabeth and Mary. I think we're really good at being Elizabeth. We can have a big mouth about God at Christmas time, right? We break it all out. Keen, hold up your bell. I mean, seriously. We break out. Listen to that bugger. It's dinner time. And that bell says we're having beef. We break out all the big guns and the beautiful organ music. We even send out, hold on, postcards. We send them out late, but we send them out. And on the back, we will talk again and again about how God is wonderful. Apparently, we will be singing Christen Adzit Diesen Tag. Very good. Meine Seele erharrte Ehren. Ja. Listen, I can do Greek, German, not so much. We will proclaim with a loud voice that Jesus Christ is born again, and we will do like Elizabeth. We're great megaphones. But how will we make God bigger? How will our souls magnify the Lord in this season? This has been a tough time in December. We have seen the killing of children in Newtown. We have experienced the loss of our beloved senator. We have celebrated, you may not have even remembered, the fourth anniversary of the tsunami in Malaysia, where thousands died. All of this week. And on the one hand, we could just pretend that none of that happened and continue to march straight through to Christmas and be happy, or we can magnify the Lord. I think that's the power of what we've been called to do in our ministry. Not just to play at our religious game and our religious proclamation, but to truly magnify God no matter what happens in the world. Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with lowliness upon his servant. This making God bigger happens not like some giant cosmic spaceship that hovers over the earth and God says, you should be good and you should do what I say, but instead God gets magnified in a child. Smallness and weakness and in lowliness. We magnify the Lord not in giant ways alone, but also in the little ways, in the little relationships, in the little loves and peace and caring that draw us deeper into each other and into the world. It's easy to put on the big show. It's easy to celebrate with all of the music, and wonderful and appropriate and much needed. But at the same time, our soul magnifies God in the stillness of pain and heartache and hope. what Mary seems to know is echoed in Micah, who had spent all of his life telling the people of Israel how horrible they were, and then proclaims that little Bethlehem, you of Ephrathah, that little tiny place, what good could come from there? God's hope. So rather than leaving you with an answer, I ask you a question. How will our lives, your lives, this Christmastide, magnify the Lord? How will our ministry in this church magnify the Lord? To bring justice, as Micah says, and walk humbly with God. How will our greater church and the Christian religion magnify the Lord in this world? How will we proclaim God Emmanuel? We certainly feel the presence of Christmas, but do we feel it bodily like Elizabeth? Do we feel it spiritually like Mary? And how will we magnify the Lord? Amen. Amen.